The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, text number 39, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 14th, 1975, in Bombay, India.
My dear Mother, the characteristics of form are understood by dimension, quality, and individuality. The form of fire is appreciated by its effulgence.
Drubya krititam gunata vikti sangstav mamevacha tejastam tejasa sadhi rupamatras vritta. So, little explanation is there. This is the transformation of the elements, how from sky, the air, from air, the fire, water, everything in that proportion is explained by Sankhya philosophy, how one after another the form, taste, smell, touch are appreciated in different objects and differently. It's like some eatable things, the form is appreciated by taste. The flower, the form is estimated by its smelling aroma. So, that is being explained. You can read the part one.
Every form that we appreciate has its particular dimensions and characteristics. The quality of a particular object is appreciated by its utility. But the form of sound is independent. Forms which are invisible can be understood only by touch. That is, the independent appreciation of invisible form.
Just like the air. We cannot see, but we can touch. The air passes, it touches our body. We can understand, now the air is passing.
Visible forms are understood by analytical study of their constitution. The constitution of a certain object is appreciated by its internal action. For example, the form of salt is appreciated by the interaction of salty tastes. And the form of sugar is appreciated by the interaction of sweet tastes. Tastes and the qualitative constitution are the basic principles in understanding the form of an object.
So, actually everything has got form, and there is, why not, the form of God also. He has got Virat Rupa, and He has got small also rupa. We have got experience of the Virat Rupa in the Bhagavad Gita. But that is not permanent rupa. Permanent rupa of Krishna, Dvibhuj Muralidha. He has got two hands and playing on flute. That is permanent rupa. Virat rupa, as it was shown to Arjuna, it is called naimitti, under certain conditions, that is not eternal rupa. Advaita achyuti anadi, ananta, anadi, eternal. The eternal rupa is described in the Shastra, Venum kannantam aravinda dalaya tapsam varahavatam samasitam vidasundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham govindam adipurisham tamam bhaja. The eternal form is Venum kannantam. Krishna is always playing on his flute. That is eternal form. Eternal pastime and eternal form is in Vrindavan. He does not go anywhere personally, leaving Vrindavan. Padamekam nagacchati. He is always in Vrindavan. But at the same time, he is everywhere. Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma-bhuta. Although he is always in his abode, Goloka Vrindavan, still he is present everywhere. How he is present? Andantarasam paramanu chayantarasam govindam adipurusam tamaham. Ishara sarvabhutanam viddeshe arjuna tishtha. He is situated in everyone's heart. He is situated in each and every universe. The universe is created by his breathing. Jasyaika nishasuta kalam athava lamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha Vishnu mahan sahya jasya kala vishesha. So the eternal form is Krishna. But Vishnu, Mahavishnu, who is the origin of material creation, kala vishesha, is the expansion of the plenary expansion of Krishna. Vasudeva Sankarsana Anuruddha Pradyumna. In this way, he is present everywhere. Anoraniyang Mahatomahiyang. He is bigger than the biggest and the smaller than the smallest. Relativity. Now here, we are a small stature. So Krishna is present in a stature so that we can touch him, we can dress him, we can decorate him. Similarly, in other planets, is related. The law of relativity is going on everywhere. Anoraniyang mahatomahiyang. So, we have several times explained. Bhakti means to engage all our senses in the service of the Lord. The sense of seeing, eyes, nose, ears, tongue, hands, legs, everything should be engaged for Krishna's service. All different parts of the body can be engaged. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhaktiricca. Krishna can be served and by all our senses according to the direction of the Shastra and Guru, Sadhu Shastra Guru. Just like Ambarish Maharaj, his devotee, we have to follow. Savayimana Krishna, Padaravinda. The senses, the mind is the chief of the senses. And immediately under the mind, 10 senses are working. 10, 5 knowledge gathering senses, Jnanendriya, and 5 working senses, Karmendriya. And they have got different types of activities, hands, legs, tongue, ear, eyes. And above these, there is ahankar, false ego in the material world. The 11 senses and the 12th is the false ego. The false ego means, I am thinking I am this body. I am body. Then expansion of body, I belong to this family. I am the husband of this body, I am the father of this body, I am the brother of this body, or I belong to this nation, I belong to this species. This is called 12th conception. It is different consciousness according to different body. And then it is mind. With all these 11 senses, I form an idea of I, and then my possession, my, aham mameti, janasya moho ayam. This is called illusion, maya. So mind, it is expansion of the mind, different way. Manaso vritti, this is called the characteristic of the mind. Then a subtle action of my thinking, feeling, willing. And the mind is expanding in hundreds, thousands, millions of ideas. In this way, I am becoming in time. So, when this mind is controlled, the yoga system is for that purpose. Those who are too much bodily concept on life, bodily consciousness, they should practice this yoga, Hatha yoga, Ashtanga yoga, so that the mind can be purified. As soon as the mind is purified, then all this expansion into thousands and millions of ideas will be controlled, and the only idea will be Krishna. This is called yoga system, concentrating. Dhyanavasthita yogina pasyanti yam yogi. Dhyanavasthita manasa. The mind is controlled and the focus of the mind is on Krishna or Vishnu. Dhyanavasthita tadgato manasa pasyanti yam yogi. Then we can see the effulgence and the localized and then the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So any system of yoga, either Hatha yoga, Jnana yoga or Karma yoga is in the lowest standard, and above all Bhakti yoga. Then when you come to the Bhakti Yoga, that is the perfection of life. Bhakti Yogena Manasa Sammak Pranihite Amale. Bhakti Yogena Amala. The mind becomes clean. Chita Dhatpana Marjanam. That is the effect of, direct effect of Bhakti Yoga. Because the mind is now contaminated, and under the creation of senses and sense activities, we are making millions and trillions of ideas and become entangled in that idea. We have to accept millions and trillions of body and then go on in the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. This is implication. So, purify the mind. That is the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Cheta Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadabhagni Vibhapana. When our mind is cleansed, this is Mahadabhagni. This expansion of mental ideas, thousands and millions, that is Bhava Mahadabhagni. Bhava Mahadabhagni. So it is the duty of Guru to get out the disciple from the Bhava Mahadava. Samsara Dava Nalarila Loka Tranayakarinna Ghanaganatam. Karunna, Karuna. So what is the Guru? Guru has received the Karunna. Karuna means just like the cloud has received water from the sea. Similarly, a guru, spiritual master, receives the cloud of mercy from the ocean of kindness of Krishna. Ghanaghanattam. And it is only the cloud that can extinguish the forest fire. Samsara. No other watering system will be helpful. If there is fire in the forest, your fire brigade or buckets of water will not help. It is impossible. Neither you can go there, neither you can render any service by your fire brigade and bucket. Then how the fire can be extinguished? Na ghana ghana tam. If there is cloud in the sky and if there is rainfall, then the expansive forest fire can immediately be extinguished. So that cloud is supposed to be the spiritual master. He pours water. Savan kirtan jale karaye sechan. What is that water? The water is this, Savan kirtan. Bhava Mahadagvani, the fire, the forest fire of material existence is blazing continually. So, you have to extinguish it by the rainfall from cloud, and that rainfall means Savan kirtan. Savan means hearing and kirtan means chanting. This is the only way. Savan kirtan jale karaye sechan. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised that Harinrama, 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 Iva kevalam. In this age, Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to perform the yoga system. This is also yoga, bhakti yoga. Other yoga system is very difficult to execute. It is not possible. Even if it is possible, it may be possible for one or two persons. But bhakti yoga is so nice that even a small child can practice. We see practically the small children, they also taking part in it. Without any education, without any culture, without any knowledge, automatically chanting, dancing, taking charanamrita, offering respect to the Vaishnava, automatically it is becoming. And that makes his life successful. Bhakti yoga is so nice. Salpamapi asya dharmasya trayati mahato vaya. Even little bit practice, it will never go in vain. It will be an asset. Kritapunna punya. In this way, just like if you put a one single pile in the bank deposit, that is your money. It will be never lost. And when it becomes a lump sum, the bank asks you to credit you, get 100 rupees. Similarly, bhakti yoga is so nice that whatever you acquire, intentionally or unintentionally, even if you neglectfully chant Hare Krishna by imitating others, by joking others, it will have effect. There is verse in Nishingapura that one Mahavidan died calling haram. They say haram, anything against the religion is called haram. So he was attacked by a boar, and the boar, the pigs, they Mahavidans they call it haram. So, when he was attacked, he said, haram hai. So, haram, but it was taken as haram, O Ram, and he was liberated. So, it is so nice. Somehow or other, practice, ha Krishna, ha Ram, then your life is successful. Thank you very much.
Yeah.